Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
You guys are amazing and good looking. It's the lighting. It's that little candle you're holding. Everyone's more skinny. Skinny filter, more attractive. I'm prophesying right now. That's what we're doing. But let me pray real quick before we get into just a mini message just to honor our Lord and Savior. And then we're going to celebrate and have some fun the way Jesus would do it. But God, I thank you tonight. God, that you stirred the hearts of those that are in this house. That God, we get to sing Christmas carols and honor you tonight. God, we thank you for sending your only son, God, in a manger. God, and I thought, God, what a better way to usher in a new year just by blessing and honoring you tonight. God, I thank you for everybody in this house. Lord, maybe they're going to hear the Christmas story for the first time, but God, we can never hear it enough. It's the night that changed our destiny forever. So we give you honor, and the church said, amen. I'd love to bring a friend up tonight. Do I have a Jordan Kimball in the house? Come on up. This young lady's so beautiful. She said she'd read for me just in case my throat gave out. And so, oh, you brought your own Bible too. You're so amazing. And, you know, I don't want her to punch me later or hurt me later. So how many know this is easy and you guys are easy to preach to? Come on. You're engaging. She's got nothing to worry about. She's going to bring the house down with the word right now. Here. She's going to read out of Luke 2, 1 through 20, and it's going to be awesome. Tell me when you're ready, and I'll hold the mic for you.
I can do it. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And they were there. The time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
Come on. Let's give it up. Thank you. You're amazing. Come on. Thank you. You can take a bow if you want. Curtsy. Yes. Come on, the future generation right here. Good job, Dad. And Mom. And siblings. Man, that's a... And grandparents. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Well, that's the Christmas story right out of the good book. And see, what I love about that story is he says, there will be a sign. There's lots of signs in this world, but it says right here, it's going to be a baby in a manger. See, it's funny, growing up in church, I followed a lot of different signs. I got a couple actually tonight, if we could throw a couple up there. You know, stuff you see on the road. I mean, that's a good one. Just trying to figure out what signs you've been following. We can show the next one. This is about my little boy. He's a little stubborn. This year, thousands of men will die from stubbornness, and someone spray painted, no, we won't. Come on. How about that sign? Here's one on truth. Yep, things that tell the truth. Small children, drunk people, and yoga pants. I had to show that one. Come on. That was just for this message tonight. And the last one that I love. Yep. Being cremated is my last hope for a smoking hot body. It's true. I'm going on a cleanse, but I thought that was appropriate. You know, lots of signs out there, but there's one in the book that talks about the one sign that matters. And Pastor Andrew Kabbalah preached about it this morning. He talked about a gift that's for everyone, for you and I. You know, in John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, receives the gift, will have everlasting life. I'm telling you, there's one way to heaven. We can't earn our way there. And I'm thinking it started tonight as we go back tonight. And, you know, we get home with our families. So good to reflect. And I have a 3 and a 5-year-old. It's amazing how they can pick up principles. They can understand so much at that age. You know, we can have fun here with Santa, but I never want my kids to not know the meaning of what tonight is. You know, just to take a poll, how many of you go home and open up all your Christmas presents on Christmas Eve? Anybody? Open them all tonight. None of you. One family. I love family traditions. I married into a couple. Like, do not let baby Jesus be in the nativity scene until Christmas Day. Oh my gosh, I felt like a horrible dad the first time I put out the nativity scene. I had baby Jesus in the manger like I grew up with, and my wife came and slapped me down. Like, I'm serious. Like I said, I had to repent. So don't worry, if you come to our house, baby Jesus will be there tomorrow morning. I've learned, don't mess with my wife. You know, it's amazing the things that we can pick up. How many of you are going to open up all your presents tomorrow morning? All of them. How many do like the Bible says you're going to open one tonight and the rest of them tomorrow morning? Never let the facts get in the way of a good story, but I think that's what it says. You know, it's amazing. I was just in Israel, and to look where Bethlehem was and to know that, man, there's some hilly terrain. And these wise men were willing to follow a sign in the sky to go look for the king. A baby in a manger. They were willing to travel hours, days, bring their herd with them just to go bring gifts and honor. I want to be the type of church that's so open that people feel that they can walk any distance, drive any distance to be in this house. That they'll feel welcome, that they'll get to see the love that this night is all about, our Savior. You know, if I had to tell you what this sign was all about, it's really about a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's amazing so many times that we can, you know, just get caught up in the religiosity of things. But what I can tell you this, I lived my first 30 years knowing that I'd go to heaven because I did, I said the sinner's prayer and I said, God, I want you in my life, but I never gave him control. to rule and reign in my life. It wasn't until I found C3 and I saw that there was actually normal people, like marketplace leader people, like people with dreams and vision, and a pastor that said, let's do this, let's go for it, let's take a city of San Diego. I'm like, who are you? I saw Christianity alive, fresh, real, and powerful for the first time, meeting Pastor Jurgen and Leanne, our senior pastors, that I just have to honor every day. I just pinch myself. I'm so grateful they came all the way over from Australia to be here. See, God didn't send his son, you know, just to start another religion. He came to start a personal relationship with you and I. It's completely different. I didn't have that until I was 30. Now I'm a little bit older. But I can tell you, walking without him guiding my life and then giving over control and letting God show me the way, I can tell you, two different outcomes. I'm living in two different signs. I could follow that sign and I'd be right where I was. Or I saw something and I moved over. I let God take the wheel before Carrie Underwood ever wrote that song. And it made a huge difference in my life. I don't want you to come in tonight thinking God is distant, far off, judging you, mad at you, upset at you. He loves you. I want to show this video because what we don't understand is every seat in this auditorium has a past. But I'll tell you this, every sinner has a future if they have Jesus at the wheel. Doesn't matter what's sitting in the seat, matters what your future looks like. How do I know that? Because I know God's going to do whatever it takes to talk to you and me. Show us signs. God, just show me a sign. I need a sign, Lord. I need a sign. I can't tell you how many times I just counsel people. God is a respectful God. He's going to honor you. And if you don't want him, he'll stand at the door. But I can tell you, if you just say, God, I need a sign. I want to know that you're real. I promise you, he will show a sign. I have people that call me and say, hey, quit praying for me. Quit. I've already seen too many signs. I'll be at church on Sunday. My friends that don't even live here, I'll find them a place. I'm telling you, just pray that, ask God, God, show me a sign. Make yourself real. Do you know Jupiter? I mean, I love this sign. I'm kind of a nerdy kind of guy. You know Jupiter saves our life every day? It's positioned just right and just big enough, it blocks all the asteroids from hitting Earth. Yep, Google that fact. Pretty freaky. It's positioned in the exact point in space to protect our home. You don't think God has a mighty design, not only for your neighbor, not only for your friends, not only for your family, not only for kids, but for you and me. And I promise you, that's what tonight's all about, just receiving that gift. I want to show you this video, and you could watch all about it.
English for beginners. I am, you are, he, she, it is. Robert, I am. Hi. Can you show me the way to the beach?
Towel.
Breakfast.
Fork. Knife. Bread.
I love you. You are perfect.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm gonna kill you. I love you. You are perfect.
I thank you.
Suitcase, slippers, toothbrush,
passport. Be good dog.
Hi, I am. Hi, I am.
Passengers on flight Aerolíneas Argentina.
Thank you.
Hi. I am your grandpa.
Come on. Isn't that a, we better watch that download. But I'm telling you, I thought that video got over 7 million downloads in 24 hours. It's because this grandpa was going to do whatever it took to learn the language for someone that he loves. It's just a great reflection on our Heavenly Father, that he created you and I, that he actually speaks your language. You know how I know? He came down in human form. He lived a perfect life for 33 years, and he died on a cross for you and I. In that time, there was miracles, healings, people set free from all sorts of stuff. And you know the greatest news? The greatest news that he's never stopped performing those miracles 2,000 years ago. We have people that come in all the time. They get their hearing back, eyesight restored, marriages reconciled, kids that are sick are healed. We have a God that loves us. And sometimes we just miss that story so much. So tonight, when you're with your family, just sit and reflect on all the goodness that God is for you and I. I just want to pray for every one of you. So if we could bow our heads, close our eyes, and get ready for our special treat. If any of you don't know Jesus and you'd want a personal relationship with him, tonight's the night. It's a free gift. I'm not going to draw it out. I'm not going to make it long. Listen, we're celebrating tonight. Just want you to celebrate with the real why, with the real purpose. If you once walked with God and you kind of went and did your own thing, you just want to rededicate your life, I want to pray for you too. I just want you to raise your hand right now so we can see you. I'm not going to make you stand. I'm not going to pull you down, but I do want to pray for you. If you want a personal relationship with Jesus tonight, just raise your hand. Looking all around. Come on, thank you. I see your hand. Thank you. Is there any more? Up over here. Yes, I see your hand. Anybody else tonight? Say, I want to give my life to you, Jesus. I see your hand. I see it up top there. Thank you. Once your hand is raised, you can lower it down. I see your hand. Anybody else? See it right up there. I see your hands right up there. It's an awesome night to give your life to Christ. You'll never forget it. Christmas Eve, 2017. So let me pray for you. And if you didn't get a chance to slip up your hand, just say this prayer. I have Santa's helpers right down here. They have a Bible. They have a Next Steps book called Following Jesus. Please don't leave without getting that. But let me pray for you right now, and everybody can repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your son who died for my sin. I ask Jesus in my heart. I ask that I can start afresh. I can walk with you all the days of my life. I know with you in my heart, I'm going to heaven. So God, I stand for you tonight. And everybody said, amen. Listen, we have some special treats, but I do want to show you something. If we could bring all the lights down. If we could bring all the lights down. Turn off that back screen if we can. See, in Matthew 5:16, it talks about there's a bushel. And whenever you have a candle, you're not meant to hold it under a bushel. And what I want you to do right now is hide that light down under your seat. Hide that light down under your seat and just look around. But I want you to think Jesus came to give you a light so it could shine bright from every hill, that you could be the light of the world with Jesus on the inside of you. So I want you all to hold your light up high. Hold it up high. Even a little candle like this can light the way for so many other people. It's a beautiful thing to know that you have a calling on your life, that God has great plans for you. It all could start tonight. He loves you. He's ready to celebrate with you. It's going to be an incredible 2018.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.